Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325 to reach more consumers in more ways with YP.
Mizzou and the SEC. The inaugural season continues. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for Frank, as I do every Friday. By the way, Monday, I'll be filling in for Martin Kilcoyne on the Noon to 3 show. Thank you for listening anytime. You can always tweet me at Paul Harris Show on Twitter. Time now for the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at this time, but we can't do it without contestants. And if you have not been one in the last month, and we do that completely on the honor system, by the way, you can call 314-969-KTRS or toll free 1-888-550-KTRS or cell phone star KTRS to play the challenge today. Before we play the challenge, I just want to mention one thing I just saw on the internet. I don't go for pranks. I love the guys from the old MTV series and movies Jackass, because they would put themselves in harm's way or do stupid stuff themselves to themselves. I don't really like pranks that people pull on other people.
Right.
But in the YouTube generation, people are doing it all the time. And apparently some guys at a movie company, like a small independent movie, it's probably three guys, it's not even a company, they were doing a prank that they call Ham Shoulder on Venice Beach in California near Los Angeles. And the way it is you walk up to various people and you subtly try to slap a piece of ham on their shoulder without them noticing. That is comedy,
that's
huh?
Good stuff.
Wow. Oh, the ham shoulder bit.
That's good.
You know when it stops being funny? When one of the people whose shoulder you have put the ham on punches you in the face for doing this. Yeah. The clip is on YouTube right now. I urge you, find it, because you'll see this guy and you'll realize that the guy's pulling the prank really chose the wrong guy.
Oh, good.
That's an important part of pulling off a prank. You want to make sure the person you're doing it on, if you're going to go for that sort of juvenile stuff, make sure that the other person is going to go along with that. This guy, not so much. Ham Shoulder. Look it up on YouTube. Thank me later. Now let's play the Harris Challenge. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just driving home from work enjoying this nice weather.
It is really a great change from that crappy weather we had earlier this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
It most certainly is, yes.
Pete, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what kinds of questions and categories are spit out for you to choose from today. Category one, we always have one topical category. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, Trivial Geography. Or category three, Homer Simpson's favorite food.
Woohoo!
Which one would you like?
Let's try a geography.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start here with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You got to get 8 points to win. Now, remember, if you get seven or less, I do have to punish you. But if you do get eight or more, you'll win a fabulous package of prizes chosen especially for you.
Hey, the prize man!
Right, Paul! We have a Stefanita's Pizza and Restaurant gift certificate. Four locations in St. Charles and one in Chesterfield Valley. We're going to throw in a King Edward's Chicken gift certificate. Great fried chicken in St. Charles. How about a Westport Car Wash wash? That's a nice one. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
It's a prize package to the value of well over $1 million. All right, that's what you're playing for, Pete. The category, again, is Trivial Geography. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What nation do the most legal immigrants to America come from? Legal immigrants.
Oh, gosh. What nation? Italy.
Mexico. 19% come from Mexico. What city has the second largest population in California?
Of people or of immigrants?
Nope, not immigrants anymore. Just people.
San Jose.
San Diego. What is considered the largest island in the world besides Australia, which is classified as a continent?
Madagascar.
Greenland. Which southern state is home to the largest nuclear power plant in the United States? Is it Louisiana, Mississippi, or Texas?
Mississippi.
Texas. Of the 50 state capitals, which one comes first alphabetically?
Akron, Ohio. Goodbye, Paul.
Oh, my God.
Did you say Akron, Ohio?
Goodbye, Paul.
I'm sure what you meant was Columbus, which is actually the capital of Ohio. But you should have said Albany, New York.
Oh.
Okay. Punish me.
Now, I will, Pete. I was going to say, don't say goodbye quite so quickly, because you take your punishment like a man for getting 0 points on the Harris Challenge.
Give it to me.
About a half hour ago, we played this Meatloaf and some country singers in a Mitt Romney rally yesterday doing America the Beautiful without actually knowing the lyrics. Reminded me that we should go back to 2003 for this clip. I actually had planned on playing this Friday, today, because the Cardinals were going to be in the World Series.
Yeah,
so we thought.
Yeah. Not so much. Looks like the Tigers aren't either,
yeah.
The way the Giants have been crushing them. But it is baseball-related. This is from 2003. John Osborne, who the kids like to call Ozzy, was asked to go to Wrigley Field and do the seventh-inning stretch. But they forgot one crucial detail, which is telling Ozzy the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Mm. But right after that, Sharon buzzed him off the show with a big X.
Yeah.
I would have.
Pete, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you very much for playing.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good weekend.
You too. Here comes our next contestant. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul. Hi, company.
Hi, Mary.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
There's not too much. I got to retire when I was 48 from the government, so that's pretty good.
Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you.
Let's see what categories we have here. We still have Have You Been Paying Attention, or Homer Simpson's Favorite Food, or our new third category is Who Am I? Google Maps?
I want Homer Simpson's Favorite Food.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Mary, let's play the Harris Challenge. Approximately how many donuts does Dunkin' Donuts serve every year? 20 million, 200 million, or 2 billion donuts?
200 million.
2.3 billion, to be exact. Sorry.
Wow.
Within a nickel, how much did a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts cost when the company was founded in 1937? A dozen donuts in 1937.
25 cents.
Correct. If you laid end-to-end all the donuts Americans eat in 1 year, how many times would they circle the Earth? 3, 6, or 9?
9.
6. How many donuts did John Haight eat in a 6-minute span to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records in 1981? 26 donuts, 36 donuts, or 46 donuts?
36.
26. In what New England state can you find a plaque in honor of the guy credited with inventing the hole in the donut? I'm going to give you a chance to answer it. What New England state would you find a plaque in honor of the guy who's credited with inventing the hole in the donut?
Delaware?
Not in New England.
Sorry.
Just like Akron's not the capital of Ohio. The answer is Maine. The guy's name was Captain Hanson Gregory in the town of Clam Cove. Legend has it that in 1847 he was enjoying a donut at the helm of his ship. A big storm came up. Needing the use of both hands, he crammed the donut onto one of the wheel's spokes, thus creating the hole.
Wow.
That's some trivia I'm going to have to use.
That's something.
By the way, the 26 donuts that guy John Haight ate to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, 3.25 pounds of donuts.
Wow.
Actually doesn't seem like that much to me if they're the right donut.
No.
Mary, let's see. Let's recap your scoring. You got 2 points for the Krispy Kreme question, and this completes your scoring.
Oh. Okay.
That means you have to be punished as well.
I know.
Ozzy? You know, he's okay for the first sentence. Here's where it falls apart.
He says something about
All right. I think Mary's learned her lesson, haven't you?
I did.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Here comes our third contestant. Hi, John.
Hello, how are you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, all I have to say is this might end up being bad.
That's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge,
wow.
John. Categories are, have you been paying attention? Who am I, Google Maps? And by the way, I would just say based on the geography factor so far on the challenge today, maybe not the one to choose if you're not confident. Maybe you want to go for category 3, which is presidential coins. What'll it be, John?
Go ahead and go with presidential coins.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. coin is Abraham Lincoln on?
That would be...
rummaging through his coin pockets.
Really.
The nickel.
The penny. On what U.S. coin would you find John F. Kennedy?
I know this one.
You can pass if you want.
The dime.
The half dollar. Which coin contains the likeness of Thomas Jefferson? Hint, you've already said the word.
The dime.
The nickel.
Oh.
Which U.S. coin is embossed with a picture of George Washington? Hint, you haven't said the word yet. John?
John.
George. Nickel. George Washington. That's the quarter. Now, just to save face, which one has FDR on it?
The dime.
Did you say dime?
Yeah.
John, the correct answer is the dime.
Yes.
Hey.
Wow. Am I a winner?
No, but you have taken an insurmountable lead compared to our previous two contestants, John, with 5 points. But that doesn't mean you win. That means you get punished. Pause him right there, Ian, in case we need to go back to him. Just hang on to him right there. John, I'm sorry you didn't win. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Looking forward to the weekend. I want to say congratulations to Mark and Judy, who's getting married tomorrow night.
All right. Let's see what categories are left here. We have you been paying attention, or who am I, Google Maps? What'll it be, Rob?
Oh, have you been paying attention?
All right. This is, you know, stuff that happened in the past week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Rob. Not a whole lot of confident players today.
Have you been paying attention, Rob? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the new tablet computer that Apple debuted this week?
Don't know.
Which big-time star dropped the F-bomb on Good Morning America this week while promoting his new movie, Cloud Atlas?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is right. President Obama said during Monday's debate that our military uses a lot fewer bayonets these days. What is the only branch of our military that still uses the bayonet in training?
Marines.
Correct. On Monday, Russian punk rockers Nadezhda Tolokanova and Maria Alekhina were sent to two Siberian prison camps. What is the name of their Russian punk rock band?
Mr. Norval.
Pussy Riot. Here's a five-pointer. What was a group of criminals caught counterfeiting in a New Jersey warehouse this week? Justin Bieber CDs, $2 bills, or ketchup?
Justin Bieber CDs.
I know he's in town playing Scottrade this weekend, but the correct answer is ketchup.
Oh,
really?
They were taking regular Heinz ketchup and relabeling it as a more expensive brand.
Wow.
And the cops busted him for that. And by the way, Apple introduced the iPad Mini this week. Rob, you got the 2 and the 3, and that's only 5 points.
I suck.
Hey, those two girls sound like tennis players, too, don't they? Their names?
Yeah. And by the way, the names that I gave to the two girls, nothing like their actual names, but I don't read Cyrillic, so I don't know what it is.
There you go.
You know, I could have called them Zhishkivaskivo and Hikahankiv. It didn't matter, as long as I got to say Pussy Riot. That was the only reason I asked the question. Here's your punishment, Rob. We may have to save his big finale here, the way things are going. Have a good weekend, Rob.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see if Todd can save the day for all of St. Louis. How are you today, Todd?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just want to tell everyone to go out there and see if they can find a place to buy the new Pussy Riot CD.
Well, you know what? I just downloaded it illegally, like all the kids today. Todd, your category, the only one left here is, who am I, Google Maps? We have 60 seconds on the clock. I hope you know your geography, because otherwise we just have to hold on to your prizes and give them away next week.
Well, I'll do my best.
60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. state's name contains the most E's?
Tennessee.
Correct. How many states share a border with Missouri?
7.
Oh, it's 8. What is the state of 10,000 lakes?
Minnesota.
Correct. There's a point in the country where you can stand in 4 states at once. I'll give you a point for each one that you name.
Oh, geez. Colorado, Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
Utah.
Yeah.
And New Mexico?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow.
What state is America's tallest mountain in?
Alaska.
The mountain is called Mount McKinley, which is in the state of Alaska.
Hey! Wow.
Todd. That's 13 points, Todd, or as I like to call it, the same total all of our 4 other players had combined. So that makes you a winner. You're going to dinner on us and a car wash and the whole thing, and Dan will tell you all about that in just a moment. Thank you very much for playing.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend yourself. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday, right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.
All right, let's check the highways now with Ed Smarin. Ed?
70 eastbound before 370, left lane still blocked with a crash. Our heaviest spots other than that are southbound 270 from Page to Doherty Ferry. 64 eastbound from 141 Woods Mill to 270. 64 westbound from Boone's Crossing to the Boone's Bridge. 70 westbound from Cypress to Lindbergh. And then westbound 64 from Lake St. Louis Boulevard to 70. Traffic is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Every dollar goes first. Further with Navy Federal's Cash Rewards credit card. Earn points with every purchase and redeem them for cash. To get started, visit NavyFederal.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, it's homecoming as the Tigers take on the Kentucky Wildcats. Coverage begins at 9:45 a.m. Game time is at 11. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. Farmer Dave is on from 5 till 6. The Yard Sale is from 6 till 8. Animal Advice is from 8 till 9, followed by Straight Talk and Retirement till 9:45.
after the game, it's America's Wealth Management at 4, followed by Smart Living with Victoria Babu at 5. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the big 550 KTRS.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
Hey moms, have your kids been singing this?
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Of course they have, because stuffies is the hottest kids craze in the nation.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Stuffies are the irresistible collection of plush huggable animals you've seen on TV. Each one has 7 top secret pockets for kids to hide their treasures in. And each stuffy teaches kids positive values. After all, it's what's inside that counts.
Stuff? Can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside, plus free shipping. Just go to stuffies.com right now.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy so your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Just go to stuffies.com. That's stuffies.com.
That's
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl-wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season, and porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Save thousands off of all new Nissans now during the model year-end blowout. 4,000 off Sentras, 8,000 off Muranos, 9,000 off Maximus, 12,000 off Armadas. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima and get 4,000 off now. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
And speaking of Mizzou, our very own Jim Holder will be on the air a little after the 6 o'clock news tonight, live from the Mizzou store in Chesterfield, where he joins us now here on the Big 550. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Paul, what's going on, man? We are out here at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield Commons, and Jimmy Heuer and I will be on the Big 550 KTRS between 6 and 8 o'clock with our kickoff countdown show. And, Paul, we got this. This may take the cake this week. Let me tell you the lineup. We got the coach, Gary Pinkel. We will have Chip Towers from Fine Writer, who covers the SEC for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We'll have Inside the Numbers, looking at all the games in the SEC tomorrow. We'll also hear from Mike Kelly and Vahe Gregorian. We'll hear from Brock Olivo. That name should ring a bell. He grew up in Washington, and Washington, Missouri, that is. And his number 27 was retired after his career with the Missouri Tigers. And Brock will join us a little after 7 o'clock. We will also be joined by, if you're a Missouri fan, Paul, there's a gentleman named Bill Kokus. Bill Kokus has the record, by far and away, the record for seeing the most Missouri games home and on the road. And he still travels with the Missouri Tigers. And he started in 1948.
Wow.
So I think he's only missed like maybe four games, home or away.
Well, what was his excuse for those four games? That seems like he's a slacker.
Yeah.
It's an incredible deal. And at Bill's advancing age, he still travels. He sits on the plane, on the team plane. He sits right across from Gary Pinkel. So he has some stories that fans will really enjoy. And we'll be talking to Bill Kokus about the 7:27:25 this evening. So it's a great show. And, you know, of course, the football game tomorrow, Missouri hosting the Kentucky Wildcats, both teams looking for that first conference win. Game 3 of the World Series tomorrow from Detroit, as the Giants have won the first two, and the Rams play in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? At noon on Sunday, they'll take on the New England Patriots.
Hey, is Danny Amendola going to play on Sunday or not?
No, I don't really think so.
Questionable right now.
So. I mean, you know, they have to prepare for he's there, and he's been doing some practicing, but... You know, to what degree, Paul, I can't really tell you. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, coaches like to play these mind games with the opposition and saying, okay, fine, our guy is back, he's on the field, et cetera, et cetera. So now Belichick has got a plan for it. They have to account for the Rams' best receiver, who's just, unfortunately, you know, like James Franklin, the Missouri quarterback.
Oh, New England.
Staying on the field.
Yeah, New England's the best at that. Usually they have half their team listed as questionable every week.
That's right. I actually was reading an English newspaper website about this today, and they said that Amendola was questionable because he had taken a hard hit to the fish and chips. Now, I don't know what that means, but I certainly don't want that bad to me. By the way, how do you think old England is going to feel about New England coming over there?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll make them root for the Rams.
Yeah. Good point. Very good point.
All right. So
Missouri football, it's homecoming, place where homecoming started. The kickoff at 11 o'clock. And, you know, again, Jim Heuer and I here at the Mizzou store out in Chesterfield Commons, they're open until 8 o'clock. And let me tell you what, the blankets and the scarves are one thing or another because of the weather forecast for tomorrow
in
Columbia. Is they be flying off the shelf.
That's a great point.
I don't know if you haven't seen the place. It's beautiful, right next to Golf Galaxy, right behind Ethan Allen. and spectacular store.
All right, Jim and Jim on the air in about a half hour with the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show here on the Big 550 KTRS. Have a great weekend, Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you. Stay, Paul.
All right, after you listen to their show, later on tonight, you may want to go to Harry's Bar in downtown St. Louis, where not only will Eon the Peon be your bartender, but Dan and the rest of the band, Henry's Humans, will be performing. When do you start tonight?
We start at 10 o'clock. We go 10 till 2. It's a late night for us tonight.
With no break. Four continuous hours.
No, we'll take a break.
Yeah, they'll
and
take
the,
a break.
We will take
the
a break.
The last 90 minutes, all free bird. So you'll want to get...
That's right.
No, there's none
That's
of that.
That's right.
All right, so all that tonight, Harry's Bar on Market Street in downtown St. Louis.
It'll be a good time.
It's Aloha Friday.
Ah, good.
No work
costume
Monday.
Contest, too, with a chance to win $500. How
Very nice.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
This song goes so perfectly with the Hawaiian-like weather we're having here in St. Louis. It must be 50, 51 outside. Let's bring in Mike Evans now. Mike, as always, is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. You can see all the stuff that they sell in their showrooms or go to the website, thompsonprice.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is that Hawaiian boy, Mike Evans.
Oh, give it to him. Give it up. Welcome to Friday. We start off our Aloha Friday Report with a pop quiz question. The Hollywood sign is currently undergoing renovation. How often does the Hollywood sign get a facelift? Every 15 years? Every 25 years? Every 35 years? Answer in just a minute. Couple of love nuggets for you. Daniel 007 Craig says that he is so much in love with his wife, Rachel Wise.
Wow.
That he hates doing love scenes in movies with other women. His love interest in Skyfall confirms it. Actress Bernice Marlowe says that when rehearsing love scenes in bed with Daniel, he did them dressed in a suit and tie with his shoes on.
Oh. Kinky.
Maybe going a little overboard. Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson spotted canoodling again last weekend in Tokyo, Japan, promoting the movie. And they were spotted last night here in Los Angeles going to a private concert of Prince. Obviously together, came together, left together. They are together. Good news, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, people say that they are still together.
Oh, beautiful.
So I guess you'll be here in St. Louis with him this weekend, man.
I probably will. Bad news, Taylor Swift broken up with Connor Kennedy, and I thought that was going to last forever.
If it lasts forever, she has no more material.
Another new song.
Well, another new album, probably.
Didn't she just buy that house right next door?
Yep, supposed to close next week.
Wow. Maybe she can get back out of it.
Can you get the deposit back, please?
Still might be making some money on it, though.
Yeah.
TV news, Greg Kinnear has a new television series. It's called Rake. Rake will play a criminal attorney that has a bad attitude and a funny attitude. I hear it's not bad at all. I also hear that Sharon Osbourne is going to be replaced on America's Got Talent by Simon Cowell's real girlfriend, Carmen Electra.
Wow.
I don't like Sharon, but Carmen Electra, isn't it like 15 years past her prime?
She's still a hottie, although she's a little skanky around the edges.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yes.
I just said it in a nicer way. Very nice. Thanks, Hoshi, San Diego.
In general, according to party officials, hip Republicans like to listen to Kid Rock, Kenny Chesney, Kelly Clarkson, and Meatloaf.
Did you hear Meatloaf singing the
I did.
God Bless America?
It was either really got into the moment or he's lost his mind. I don't know.
He got
which.
Into the moonshine.
Yes.
Hip Democrats tend to listen to Jay-Z, Madonna, Lady Gaga, and Rihanna, generally speaking. Odds and ends, Pamela Anderson. No.
I haven't seen her lately. Is it bad?
Yeah, she's gone Carmen Electra.
Oh, man.
Pamela Anderson has already started her campaign to keep people from eating turkey come Thanksgiving time.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, really. And the answer to Pop Quiz, Hollywood sign currently undergoing renovation, how often does it get a facelift? Every 15, 25, or 35 years?
Dan.
Ooh, I'm going to go 15.
I'll say 25.
I'll go 15.
Every 35 years.
Wow.
takes about 10 weeks for them to completely give it a facelift, strip all the paint off of it. You know, those letters are 8.5 to 10 stories high.
Man.
Wow.
Takes 110 gallons of primer, 275 gallons of paint to get her done.
But enough about Carmen Electra.
And finally. No. Come on, boys, guessing on, get her done. It's Aloha Friday. No, we're done Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. How bad is that game going to stink this weekend? Well, they might take it all the way to England. With the Oklahoma, Lonnie, Lonnie, okay, look who in the car, I am, hoo, hoo, yo. Two, three, ten, eight. I'm a look, I'm a key. Kaka, hoo, ho.
Mike Evans brought to you every Friday, every day of the week here on KTRS by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. If you're working on any of those parts of your house, contact them and see what they could do to help you out. Look at their website for some of the great work that they've done for others. That's ThompsonPrice.com. Do I have time for the foreclosure riots?
I think we do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. This is a story from Woodstock, Georgia, of a couple named the Virchers. The Virchers had lost their home of 20 years to foreclosure, and they were preparing to move out. And they actually were living with a relative for a few days and said, you know, we have a lot of stuff that we don't want anymore and that we can't take with us. We of course, have family keepsakes and important pieces of furniture and all that sort of stuff. We want that, but we have some things we don't want anymore. So why don't we have, you know, not a garage sale, but like a yard sale giveaway where there's nothing for sale, but, you know, we'll just let people take the stuff.
Yeah.
We don't have to deal with it. You know, they don't have the money. That's why the house got foreclosed on. So they thought, well, we'll put an ad on Craigslist. And here's the ad that they put on. I'm quoting verbatim. Fairly large, free yard sale. Moving, and we want everything to go for free. So come over and take whatever you want and how much you want. Here are a couple of items that will be there. Couch, chairs, lots of household and kitchen items, appliances, a wardrobe, a desk, recliner, movies, lots of books, lamps, women's and teens' clothing, etc. Also a box of free food with lots of cans. Please take only if you need it. We're starting at 10 a.m. and we'll finish when everything's gone. They put that on Craigslist.
All right.
And again, they were not living at the house. They were staying somewhere else. But they figured, well, it's going to start at 10 o'clock, so we'll get there like 9 or 9:30, and we'll, you know, move the stuff outside, and then people will show up around 10 and throughout the day, and we'll probably, we hope that they'll take a lot of our stuff. People did. They showed up before the Virchers did, early in the morning, and thought that the Craigslist ad meant everything inside the house.
Oh.
And they cleaned the place out.
Wow.
Big crowd showed up early, breaking into the house, taking practically everything, says one news story about this. People who responded were there before Michael got there. Even when the family called 911, he couldn't stop them. Quote, everyone was inside the house taking our items. There were cars around the block. It was like ants in and out of our house. He said they took from inside the house the only items that the family wanted to keep with them, their family keepsakes and all their clothes, everything but three books, which were left scattered on the carpet. They didn't take the carpet. They didn't take three books.
Hmm.
The mother says, a lady had her truck loaded with my grandma's sewing machine, and she wouldn't give it back to me. I had to call the police. They got my grandma's sewing machine back, one of the few items the family has recovered. The crowd had moved through the house so quickly and were gone so quickly, they have no idea who else takes it. Virchure says he now understands why people misunderstood the family's ad to mean they were giving away everything inside and outside the house. Well, perhaps it was this sentence in the Craigslist ad. We're moving, and we want everything to go for free.
Yeah. That's it. And I have to tell you, from experience and knowing a lot of people that have done this, they put their garage sales on Craigslist. And they specifically say, garage sale starts at 7 a.m.
Oh, no, people show up at 5.
People show up at 5 o'clock, and they are waiting. They're knocking on your door. They're doing all sorts of things to try and get there early to see it, to see what's going on.
Well, here's a lesson for you kids tuning in today who don't want to have all your stuff taken while you ain't there. Not so much with the Craigslist everything for free ads.
No, not a good idea.
552 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see if our Friday afternoon commute is getting any better with Ed Smarin. Ed?
Kind of feels like it is. We do have a crash that has been cleared, 70 eastbound before 370. Still a couple of slow pockets, though, on 270 southbound between 64 and Big Bend. And then the eastbound side of 64 is tight from Mason Road to 270. If you're headed westbound on 64, Chesterfield Parkway to the Boone Bridge is also looking pretty tight. Traffic brought to you by Constant Contact. Email marketing from Constant Contact can reach your customers in a place they are checking every day, their inbox. Sign up for a free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning. Join us Monday morning when we'll go live to London and get a post-game recap from Tom Rivers on that Rams-Patriots game live in London.
Not really helping out St. Louis.
Plus, David Stokes from the Show Me Institute and all the traffic, news, weather, and sports you need. Join us Monday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
This is Scott Sherman. I call Night Court the legal affairs show for everyone because each week we analyze the law in a way that is both relevant and accessible. Oh, and we make fun of stuff too.
Night Court, Saturday nights at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Politician Dan Beiser is lying about Kathy Smith's record because he doesn't want you to know the truth about his. Dan Beiser voted four times to give himself a pay raise, and he joined with Pat Quinn and the Chicago Democrat machine to raise income taxes by 67%. Dan Beiser is raising our taxes and driving jobs out of Illinois. And now, Dan Beiser is launching false negative attacks against Kathy Smith. Politician Dan Beiser raised his own pay, raised your taxes, and now he wants you to reward him with another term? Kathy Smith is the better choice. She fought to cut politicians' pay, and she opposed the Beiser-Quinn income tax increase. A small business owner, Kathy Smith knows how to create jobs, cut spending, and restore opportunity to our region. Kathy Smith for state representative, because we deserve better than Beiser.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Kind of a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at Walmart on rollback for only $9.97 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from October 18th through January 17th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination. Now available at Walmart.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
That's it for today. Have a great weekend. Listen to me Monday between noon and 3. Between now and then, have a great weekend, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News.